On a Wednesday night, a small crowd gathered in the bellhop's main office on the top floor of Warehouse Row's main building. There were around 60 seats lined in rows in front of a small stage setup. There, the Metro Ideas Project hosted a panel discussion with two Nashville public school leaders. The first of them was Dr. Alan Coverstone, the Director of Special Initiatives in Education at Belmont University. Before that, he was responsible for overseeing charter schools in Nashville.
A lot of what people said to me about charter schools was, well, if charter schools can do it, why can't we? And I was often in the position of saying, yeah, let's do it. Let's try it out.
And so Nashville schools tried out a student-based budgeting plan. Simply put, student-based budgeting means schools designate the proper amount of money for each individual student based on that student's specific needs. It also gives principals more freedom to make decisions based on the needs of their respective schools. The plan has only been in use for about 3 years now, so it's still a bit too early to tell if student outcomes have improved significantly. But the plan has given principals more flexibility to design schools that meet the needs of their individual students.
I think simply the proposition that the principal and the school people are the ones closest to making the decisions and the ones that know the most about what students need was a proposition that resonated with people.
The other person on the panel Wednesday night was Michelle McVicker. She's the principal of Nashville's Buena Vista Enhanced Option Elementary School, which is similar to Hamilton County Charter Schools. McVicker talked about the process of switching to the new system. It started in 2013 and wasn't an overnight transition.
Well, we started with the needs assessment and planning design process first before we ever had the autonomy to move the money. So if you think about the pieces on a chessboard or the pieces of a puzzle, we had a bit of time to arrange them before we were accountable for them.
The Metro Ideas Project's executive director, Joda Tongnap Nua, hosted the panel. According to Tongnap Nua, switching to a student-based budgeting system in Hamilton County would make it easier for the public to tell where their money was going.
Well, I think it would be a lot clearer because it becomes a much more simple system, right? So instead of a complex funding formula model, we would have a system that's based on students.
Tongnap Nua estimates that transitioning Hamilton County schools into a student-based budgeting system would take anywhere between 3 and 5 years, which is about the same time frame that the plan took in Nashville. Right now, he compares our school system to a lottery.
Schools in poverty, particularly schools with high concentrations of kids in poverty, schools with 90% or more that are economically disadvantaged, those students have significantly worse outcomes than their more affluent peers. And so that's really challenging for us as a community to reckon with, and it should trouble us because that means that whether or not you scored in the lottery of who your parents were and how much money they make is really a determining factor of where you're going to end up later in life.
The Metro Ideas Project has created an interactive map where you can see how much money students currently receive in each Hamilton County School District. The map is online at metroideas.org. For WUTC, I'm Jake Freeman.